Good morning, everybody. Thank you for the introduction, Dr. Prasad. So, in West Texas, cotton is the most widely grown crop, and the Ogallala Aquifer is used as a major water source to irrigate cotton. In the last 60 years, due to a lot of irrigation, the Ogallala Aquifer has been depleted and without being replenished. So, there's been a lot of research done on drought-tolerant cotton and drought cotton in general, but there hasn't been a whole lot of research done on short-term water stress. A lot of research has been applied to the growth, development, yield, and fiber quality. And we hope that with this study, we increase knowledge of deficit irrigation and the effects of episodic drought to improve the sustainability of the region. So to define episodic drought, it's water deficit only occurs over part of the growing season. Episodic drought can occur with a atypical period of dry weather, or if your irrigation system breaks down, or in recent years there's been a lot of increase in diversity of crops in the region, and so many farmers may need to divert that water to another crop. And two things that are really may affect a crop's response to an episodic drought is genotype and the crop age or the growth stage that it's in. So in this study, we wanted to determine the exact effects of episodic drought on multiple stages throughout the growth and development of cotton production. Three main things we wanted to look at were the effects on yield, the bull distribution of the varieties, and the fiber quality of the varieties. We also want to increase the knowledge of episodic drought to aid in production level decision making for farmers in the area. And our hypothesis was that timing of short-term water stress will have the largest effect on overall yield and fiber quality of most cotton cultivars. So for our materials and methods, we used six cotton cultivars. We tried to pick ones that expressed a wide range of varying maturities. We prepared the plots using conventional tillage methods. In 2014, we had four replicates that used a split plot design where irrigation was our main plot and cultivar was our split plot. And then in 2014, as well as 2015, we used a split plot design where irrigation was the main plot and then planting date and cultivar were the splits. Throughout the growing season in all the years, we did reoccurring in-season measurements. And then at the end of the season, we did box mapping to get an idea of maturity. In 2013, irrigation treatments were administered by turning off the irrigation at six different points, and then we had a control which was fully irrigated. We turned the water off at first square, and then in sequential weeks after that, up to 5 weeks after the first square. In 2014, irrigation treatments were administered by turning off irrigation for 10-day periods starting at the first square of the first planting and then going on to that in the next two plantings. The end of season data was collected by plant mapping 1 meter of row samples in the plots. Throughout the season, we measured soil moisture and monitored it with a soil neutron probe. Weather data was recorded throughout the growing season with an on-site weather station. And then at the end of the season, we determined the weight by harvesting the entire plot and weighing it on the back of the cotton stripper. And then we sent our grab samples to the FBRI lab in Lubbock, Texas to be analyzed using the high volume instrument. We had a lot of environmental hindrances, I guess I would say, especially in 2013. We were completely hailed out on May 9th. We had two of our plantings done, and the third one was just in the ground, so we had to scratch it and start all over. So therefore, we were unable to do all three planting dates, and we only were able to plant one time. We had to alter the study a little bit in that case and go to our seven different irrigation treatments. And we had below average rainfall in 2013, which normally for a deficit water study you think would be a good thing, but we had a couple timely precipitation events in the middle of irrigation treatments that caused some things to maybe be skewed a little bit. However, we still saw separation in maturity and yield. In 2014, we got all three planting dates in the ground successfully. We did have a lot of late season rains that caused the crop to be less determinate and more indeterminate. And also we had a low number of growing degree days that slowed maturation. At the end of the season, we did box mapping to determine our bowl distribution, and we compared the irrigation zone, cultivar, and the planting date. We used the box mapping to determine relative maturity, and then we also took the cultivar effects, the irrigation effects, and the cultivar by irrigation effects, and put it into SAS to analyze it for significance using PROC-WMIX. On the left down here is where we pulled the 1 meter samples from the plots, and then we took the plots, the 1 meter samples inside, and we box mapped it accordingly by taking the bowls off and putting it in its cell. As you can see here, if we have a bowl on node 6, position 1, then it would go into its cell over here, node 6, position 1. And we do that with the whole sample and all the bowls so that we have a good idea of the bowl distribution with all the cultivars and all the plots. So some results from 2013 that we saw with bowl distribution. As expected, the control with the full irrigation was the latest maturing. It produced bowls throughout the plant. On the y-axis here, we have bowls per meter squared and which node that they were on. The irrigation treatment that was deficit irrigation the third week after first square had the lowest number of bowls in the middle of the plant and matured the quickest. And another interesting thing is that when the cotton was stressed when it was stressed at first square, it still was able to recover and produce bowls on the upper part of the plant throughout at the end of the year. Some results for 2014, I wanted to show you a couple of different varieties. Fibermax 2484 is a early to mid maturing variety, and I thought it was interesting that regardless of the irrigation treatment, it still tended to produce most of its bowls right in the middle of the plant between nodes 8 and 12. And then Phytogen 499 is a later maturing variety, and episodic drought stress affected bowl retention at both the bottom and the top of the plant for that variety. And moving on to some harvest yields, and we're going to talk about some of the fiber quality as well. It's interesting with the lint yield, we do not see an interaction between planting by irrigation. But however, with Micronair, which is a cotton parameter used to estimate the maturity of cotton fibers, we did see a significant difference with the planting by irrigation. As you can see on the right side over here, the third planting had the lowest Micronail values of all the plantings. And another interesting thing is that with the third irrigation deficit, the first two plantings had average to higher Micronair, but the third planting still had very low Micronair. With fiber length, the third planting had the highest fiber length and the lowest Micronair, which I thought was an interesting point. And also, earlier planting dates and the full irrigation had the highest fiber length, which for earlier planting dates, the highest irrigation had the higher fiber length, which is what you would expect. Also, with uniformity, the third planting date has the highest uniformity as well. And an interesting thing with the uniformity of the cotton length is that none of the irrigation treatments had different uniformities. With that, I'd like to make some conclusions. Changes in bowl distribution due to episodes of drought stress affect both yield and fiber quality. Interactions with planting dates for some fiber quality parameters are not the same effects as with yield. And also interactions within cultivar related to bowl distribution characteristics. This research was funded by the Ogallala Aquifer Initiative. Several graduate students, technicians, and other personnel really helped out a lot, especially the crop physiology team, and I'd like to thank them. And with that, I'll take any questions. Yep.
Think about total bowl number versus those different times when you head off irrigation, just full harvest of the wolves. Can you comment on what that response is like? I guess specifically that termination at Matchhead Square, I think, would be the most detrimental of the four. Would your data show that?
Yeah. I agree as well. Just total bull number is going to be decreased when you're cutting the water off at Matchhead, and maybe you might see a lot of drop bulls with later when you stress it later on in the season as well. But I think that around that time is probably going to have the most impact and lower your total number of bulls. Yes, sir. Because, well, it's going to have different amount of heat units, and the heat units compiled with when you're cutting the water off is also going to affect it. As well as we wanted to be able to use a lot of drought treatments and get different parts of the growing development of it without having to do, 10 different irrigations. Instead, we can do it in four and plant it at different times. And when you cut it off here and you have it stacked with different planting dates, you're going to be able to hit it. Each planting date is going to be drought stressed at a different time. So we're going to have a lot more data and a lot more interactions. Yes, sir. I guess I don't really explain the treatments.
Yeah, in action between different treatments. It is not your result.
Oh.
Yeah. The Q-value is very small.
Yeah. Well, do you have a with one? Which one specifically?
Yeah, not this one.
Right. Well, we had a. So, you want me to just elaborate on it, or?
No, the effect is a signature.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, do you have a typo here, or your x-values are similar, but your z-values are different from the factor?
Yeah, there's only 1 degree of freedom, so. I don't think it's a typo. We have, with the planting date, there was no significant difference. Is that, so where's the typo? Is that what you're saying? Is that, that's where the typo's at, or? Oh. Yes, sir.
Do you think that these episodic droughts would have any influence on the quality of the cotton?
Yes. For sure.